Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldar and today Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Tzadidah, the 11th Perek Chelek. The Zichud Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichud Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the pasuk says about Chizkiyahu, Lamar Beha Mishra, to him who increases Akosh Baruch Hu's authority, but the mem is written as a closed mem. Bar Kapar explained, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asos Chizkiyahu Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach and make Sancheiriv, who attacked Yerushalayim, Gog Magog. But the Midas HaDin protested, Rabbono Shalom, if David Melch Yisrael, who sang many songs and praises before you, you didn't make Mashiach, Chizkiyah Sheasisa L'Kol HaNisim Ha'alu V'Amr Shira L'Vanecho, then Chizkiyah, for whom you performed all these Nisim, being saved from a Sancheiriv and his illness, and yet did not sing songs of gratitude to you, him you will make Mashiach? Thus, Mashiach did not come, and so the mem is closed. The earth then declared, Rabbono Sholom, Ani Omer Selefanecha Shira Tachat Tzadik Zeh. I will say Shira instead of this Tzadik, but make a Mashiach. It began to say Shira, and a baskel went forth, saying, Razili, Razili, it's my secret, what prevents Mashiach's arrival. Rabbi Papia said it's a discredit to Chizkiah and those with him that they did not sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until the earth did instead of them. Point number two, the pasuk says about the destruction of Sennacherib's army that a flame would burn Tachas Kovdo, beneath his honor. Rabbi Yochanan interprets that the soldiers' bodies were burned, but not their honor, meaning their clothing, which Rabbi Yochanan would call Makbodasai, those things which honor me. Rabbi Elazar interprets that their souls were burned, but their bodies, meaning their honor, remain untouched. Rabbi Shub Makarcha said, Paro Shechirach Ba'atzma, Paro personally blasphemed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, declaring, who is Hashem that I shall obey him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him personally, which is less humiliating. Sennacherib, who blasphemed through a messenger, which is an even greater offense, was punished through a shaliach, the Malach who destroyed his army, an even greater disgrace. Sennacherib claimed HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go up against the land and destroy it. The Gemara identifies the pasuk foretelling his invasion and asks, El Mai Tamei Anash, why then was he punished if he was fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's directive? It answers that the Navi only foretold his conquering the ten Shvatim. Ihu Yahiv Daita Ku Yerushalayim, but he set his mind on conquering even Yerushalayim, which was beyond his instruction. And point number three, the pasuk says, Ki lo mu'af l'ashem mutzal kala. There is no weariness for the one who oppresses it. Melazim and Brechia explains, E nimsa am ayat b'tor b'yad miha meitziklo. The nation which is weird by toil and Torah will not be delivered into its oppressor's hand, meaning Sennacherib. The pasuk says, V'chubo ol mifnei shaman, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of girth. Yitzhak Nafka explains, Chuba o shel Sennacherib mifnei shamno shel Chizkiyahu. The yoke of Sennacherib was broken by the oil of Chizkiyah, which burned in the synagogues and batim midrashim for the multitudes learning Torah at night. Chizkiyah thrust a sword over the base midrash entrance and declared, Kol mi she'eino osu k'tor yedake becherav zo. Whoever does not involve himself in learning Torah should be pierced with this sword. Later, they checked from Dan to Beersheba, meaning all of Eretz Yisrael, and could not find a single Amaretz. From Gavas to Antipras, they could not find a boy, girl, man, or woman who was not proficient even in the difficult laws of Tuma and Tahara. A pasuk by that period teaches, Afu bisha elef gefen be'elef kesef. Even though they would own land on which 1,000 vines were worth 1,000 pieces of silver, l'shamer u'shayis yiyah, still it would be for briars and thorns because they abandoned the land to learn Torah. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the pasuk says about Chizkiyahu, Lamar Beha Mishra, to him who increases HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority, but the mem is written as a closed mem. Bar Kapar explained, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asos Chizkiyahu Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach and make Sennacherib, who attacked Yerushalayim, Gog Magog. But the Midas HaDin protested, Rabbono Shalom, if David Melch Yisrael, who sang many songs and praises before you, you didn't make Mashiach, Chizkiyah Sheasisa L'Kol HaNisim Ha'alu V'Amr Shira L'Vanecho, then Chizkiyah, for whom you performed all these Nisim, being saved from a Sancheiriv and his illness, and yet did not sing songs of gratitude to you, him you will make Mashiach? Thus, Mashiach did not come, and so the mem is closed. The earth then declared, Rabbono Shalom, Ani Omer Selefanecha Shira Tachat Tzadik Zeh. I will say Shira instead of this Tzadik, but make a Mashiach. It began to say Shira, and a baskel went forth, saying, Razili, Razili, it's my secret, what prevents Mashiach's arrival. Rabbi Papia said it's a discredit to Chizkiyah and those with him that they did not sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until the earth did instead of them. Point number two, the pasuk says about the destruction of Sennacherib's army that a flame would burn Tachas Kovdo beneath his honor. Rabbi Yochanan interprets that the soldiers' bodies were burned, but not their honor, meaning their clothing, which Rabbi Yochanan would call Makbodasai, those things which honor me. Rabbi Elazar interprets that their souls were burned, but their bodies, meaning their honor, remain untouched. Rav Shuma Karcha said, Paro Shechirach Ba'atzma, Paro personally blasphemed against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, declaring, Who is Hashem that I shall obey him? Kodesh Baruch Hu punished him personally, which is less humiliating. Sennacherib, who blasphemed through a messenger, which is an even greater offense, was punished through a shaliach, the Malach who destroyed his army, an even greater disgrace. Sennacherib claimed that Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to go up against the land and destroy it. The Gemara identifies the pasuk foretelling his invasion and asks, El Mai Tamei Anash, why then was he punished if he was fulfilling a Kodesh Baruch Hu's directive? It answers that the Navi only foretold his conquering the ten Shvatim. Iu Yahiv Daita Ku Yushalayim, but he set his mind on conquering even Yushalayim, which was beyond his instruction. And point number three, the pasuk says, Kilomu Af Lashemutzakla, there is no weariness for the one who oppresses it. Malazim and Brechia explains, Inimsa Am Ayat Betor B'yad Miha Metziklo, the nation which is weird by toil and Torah will not be delivered into its oppressor's hand, meaning Sennacherib. The pasuk says, "V'chuba ol mifnei shaman," and the yoke shall be destroyed because of girth. Yitzhak Nafka explains, "Chuba ol shel Sennacherib mifnei shamno shel Chizkiyahu." The yoke of Sennacherib was broken by the oil of Chizkiyah, which burned in the synagogues and batim midrashim for the multitudes learning Torah at night. Chizkiyah thrust a sword over the base midrash entrance and declared, "Kol mi she'eino osuk k'tor yedaker becherev zo." Whoever does not involve himself in learning Torah should be pierced with this sword. Later, they checked from Dan to Beersheba, meaning all of Eretz Yisrael, and could not find a single Am Haaretz. From Gavaz to Antipras, they could not find a boy, girl, man, or woman who was not proficient even in the difficult laws of Tuma and Tahara. A pasuk by that period teaches, Afu bisha elef gefen be elef kesef, even though they would own land on which 1,000 vines were worth 1,000 pieces of silver, still it would be for briars and thorns because they abandoned the land to learn Torah. All right, so now we got our Siman David Sadi Dalit, and a standard Siman is a hunter. So here goes. The hunter discovered a Chizkiyah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which were being examined by a young Jewish boy and girl who were proficient in Dinei Tuma, with Tahara. So once again, it's a motion. The hunter, that must be Rav Tzadi Dalit. The hunter discovered a Chizkiyah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to lack of Shira, which reminds us that Kodesh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiyah HaMelech HaMashiach, but he didn't sing Shira. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiyah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which reminds us, the pasuk says about the destruction of Sennacherib's army that a flame would burn Tachas Kovdo beneath his honor. Rabbi Yochanan interprets that the soldiers' bodies were burned, but not their honor, referring to their clothing, which Rabbi Yochanan would call those things which honor me. Malazar interprets their souls were burned, but their bodies, meaning their honor, remained untouched. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiyah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which were being examined by a young Jewish boy and girl who were proficient in Dinei Tuma, with Tahara. Which reminds the Gemara discusses Chizkiyah's national Torah revolution. Chizkiyah thrust a sword over the base midrash entrance and declared, whoever does not involve himself in learning Torah should be pierced with this sword. Later, they checked all of Eretz Yisrael and could not find a single Am Haaretz. They couldn't find a boy, girl, man, or woman who was not proficient even in the difficult laws of Tuma and Tahara. So once again, the hunter discovered a Chizkiyah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which were being examined by a young Jewish boy and girl who were proficient in Dinei Tuma, but Tahara. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach Chazara. Dav Tzadi. So the Zimmer Dav Tzadi is a stucka box. So here goes. The man who joyously put stucka in the stucka box, that must be Dav Tzadi, stucka box. The man who joyously put stucka in the stucka box instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Behold, im yomelcha Navi avra divrei Torah, in all areas, if a Navi tells you transgress this Torah law temporarily, shma lo obey him, like the incident of Eliyahu in Har Carmel, except regarding Avodah Zorah. For even if he makes the sun stand still in the middle of the sky, al tishma lo, do not obey him to serve idolatry. So the man who joyously put stucka in the stucka box, instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchiyas HaMeisim, which reminds us, the 11th parak begins, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba, all of Yisrael have a share in the world to come based on a pasuk. The Mishnah lists the exceptions. Omer Ein Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah, one who says, there's no source for the resurrection of the dead in the Torah, even if he personally believes in it, since he has no basis for it. Or that Torah is not transmitted from Shemaim, or not be chorus, which the Gemara will define. Other opinions are brought. So the man who joyously put stock in the stock box instead of obeying a Navi, who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, knew he would eventually get a chelok in Olam Ba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchiyas HaMeisim and kept some Trumas Maisa on top of another pushka to give to Aharon HaKohen when that great day arrives. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Menayin Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah? From where do we find a source for Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah? Numerous sources are presented on this daf. The Torah said to give Trumas Maisa to Aaron the Kohen, but Aaron never entered Eretz Yisrael to receive Truma. El Melamed Shasil Chayos rather teaches that he's destined to live again, and Kol Yisrael will give him Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a bris with the Avos to give the land of Canaan, Lehem, to them, not Lechem, to you, proving they will come back to life. Daf Tzadi Av. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Av is a Yitzia, an exit sign. So here goes. The Mitzrim who ran out of the exit, that must be on Daf Tzadi Aleph, exit sign, Yitziyah. The Mitzrim who ran out the exit from the great hunchback's rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debts to the Jews from all their years of slavery, which reminds us, the Gemara brings that Gavias ben Pesis's debates about Tchiyas HaMeisim rights to Eretz Yisrael and unpaid debts with Mitzrayim. In one incident, Egyptians came to Alexander, demanding the Jews return the gold and silver they borrowed when leaving Mitzrayim. Gavias responded that they owe the Jews wages for 600,000 men for 430 years of labor in Mitzrayim, and they fled, abandoning fully grown fields in a year of Shemitah. So the Mitzrim who ran out of the exit from the great hunchback rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debt to the Jews from all the years of slavery, passed a newborn boy at the door whose Yetzer Hara just began to exert control over him, which reminds us, the Gemara brings discussions between Rebbe and Antoninus regarding when a person receives a neshama and a Yetzer Hara. Antoninus asked Rebbe, Me'emas a Yetzer Hara show up by Adam, when does a Yetzer Hara begin to exert control over a person? Meshas Yetzirah or Meshas Yetziah, from the time of the embryo's formation or from the time of birth? Rebbe answered, Meshas Yetzirah, but Antoninus objected that if so, bo'ot b'me'imo b'yotze, the fetus would kick against its mother's womb and leave prematurely. Rebbe later declared that Antoninus taught him that the Yetzer Hara is showed on a person from birth and found support in the pasuk of Pesach Hatas Roveitz, sin crouches at the door. So the Mitzvim who ran out the exit from the great hunchback rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debt to the Jews from all their years of slavery, passed a newborn boy at the door whose Yetzer Hara just began to exert control over him, and were followed by people leaping and singing for joy who came back to life and were healed, which reminds us, the Gemara brings descriptions of life l'asinu levo based on discrepancies between psukim. Reish Lakish quoted one pasuk implying that crippled people will come back to life with their deficiencies, while another pasuk says the lame will leap and the mute will sing. He explained that people will rise with their defects and then be healed. Ula quoted, Bila hamavis lenetzach, he will conceal death forever, indicating no one will die. Yet another pasuk implies that although people live long, they will die. He answers that death will still exist for idolaters who will exist then to tend to Klal Yisrael's physical needs. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The rabbi giving a shira on turtles. Turtles? That must be on Daf Tzadi Beis. Tzav, turtle. The rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba, which reminds us that we learn whoever teaches Torah in this world or leads the community gently merits to do so in Olam Haba. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which reminds us, a brisa presents three opinions about the incident of the dead that Yechezkel resurrected. Rabbi Eliezer says, Amdu al raglehem ba'amru shira umesu. They stood on their feet, expressed song, and died. Rabbi Yehuda said it was a mashal, and Rabbi Eliezer, braid Rabbi Yossi Aglili, said that the dead whom Yechezkel revived went up to Eretz Yisrael, married, and had children. Yehuda ben Becerra rose on his feet and said, Ani b'minei b'neim, I'm one of their descendants, and these are the tefillin my grandfather left me from them. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which almost melted from the heat of a large fiery furnace where three men inside miraculously survived. Which reminds the Gemara brings the incident of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace and the six miracles that occurred there. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train chugging along, that must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel. The train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, which reminds us, the Gemara asks where Daniel was when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace for refusing to bow to the idol. Amoraim answered with three missions he was sent on by Nebuchadnezzar. Number one, to dig a great river in Tiberia. Number two, to bring aspasta seed for animal fodder to Babel. Or number three, to bring the larger Alexandrian pigs to breed in Babel. Although their exported pigs were normally castrated, he exported young ones without their realizing his purpose. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tiberia, stopped to pick up a congado with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, which reminds us that what brings the incident of the two false prophets who requested from Nebuchadnezzar that Yeshua congado should be thrown into the furnace with them. They died, but he survived, although his garments were singed. The Gemara explains that Yeshua was punished because he didn't protest when his sons married women unfit for kahuna. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tiberia, stopped to pick up a congado with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, as well as a woman with six barleys and a picture of her six descendants who were each blessed in six ways, which reminds us, the pasuk says that Boaz gave Ruth sheish seorim, six barleys, which was to hint to her, shasidin shisha banim latzeitz mimena, shenisbarachim b'sheish sheish brachos, that six sons are destined to descend from her who would each be blessed with six brachos, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf are three reasons given as to why Daniel was sent away when Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael were cast into the fiery furnace? That's on daf Tzadik Gimel. Good number two, which daf do you learn about Chizkiah's national Torah revolution and how even young boys and girls knew the dinim of Tuma and Tahara? That's on daf Tzadik Dalet. Good number three, which daf do we have a discussion when the Neshama and Yetzer Hara enter a person? And Antoninus taught Revi that the Yetzer Hara enters a baby at the time of birth. That's on daf Tzadik Aleph. Good number four, which daf do we have that one should not listen to a Navi who says to worship Avodah Zorah even if he makes the sun stand still? That's on daf Tzadik. Good number five, which daf do we have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiyahu HaMelech Mashiach but he didn't sing Shira? That's on daf Tzadik Dalet. Good number six, which of the one that Boaz gave Ruth six barleys as a hint to her that six sons are destined to descend from her, each one blessed in six ways? That's on daf Tzadik Gimel. Good number seven, which daf is it that we discuss as Zaka Mamre who maintains that tefillin require five compartments? That's on daf Peches. Good number eight, which daf is it that whoever teaches Torah in this world or leads the community gently merits to do so in Olam Haba? That's on daf Tzadik Beis. Good number nine, which daf do you learn how Sanherib's army was destroyed? And according to one opinion, their bodies were burned, but their clothing remained intact. That's on daf Tzadik Dalet. Good. Number 10, which daf do you have three opinions about the dead that Yechezkel resurrected, with Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra claiming to be a descendant of one of them? That's on daf Tzadik Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.